The biggest difference between Brazil's stolen election and America's stolen election is that the Brazilian military is with Bolsonaro and behind Bolsonaro. You did not have that phenomenon in America. The military was actually against Trump. The military in Brazil is for Bolsonaro. And I would say my general consensus on as to why that's the case, the globalists seized control of the U.S. military for obvious reasons. And then we've seen the dastardly deeds of the globalist-controlled U.S. military. The globalists never really had that initiative or takeover of the Brazilian military. And that's because it wasn't going to be used for globalist operations. And most individuals that join the Brazilian military join it because they love Brazil and they actually want to go into the crime-ridden areas and deal with the cartels. Many of them have suffered at the hands of the cartels and the favelas, what have you. And so they join the military because they actually want to see crime stopped in Brazil. They actually want to go after criminals. They're real Brazilian patriots. And they don't go overseas and fight a bunch of globalist wars. So that's why the situation in Brazil is different right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have never done anything like this before at InfoWarsStore.com. But as a thank you to our great audience supporting us over the years through thick and thin, we are giving away a free gift. That's right, a free gift with every order right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Good till December 1st.
All right, what's going on in Brazil is historic. And it's got the media blackout. Because it's legitimate, it's organic, it's not controlled by the globalists, and so they don't want you to know about it. Powerful demonstration of We the People happening now in Brazil. And the truckers have now gotten involved, and the latest with that is the truckers are blocking off access to important airports and other stuff. That's in addition to the Brazilian farmers that are organizing, that's getting bigger. And then, of course, just the general population that supported Bolsonaro by the millions out in the streets every day. Now, you heard it here first, because InfoWars is next year's news today, that the biggest difference between Brazil's stolen election and America's stolen election is that the Brazilian military is with Bolsonaro and behind Bolsonaro. You did not have that phenomenon in America. The military was actually against Trump. The military in Brazil is for Bolsonaro. And I would say my general consensus on as to why that's the case, the globalists seized control of the U.S. military for obvious reasons. And then we've seen the dastardly deeds of the globalist-controlled U.S. military. The globalists never really had that initiative or takeover of the Brazilian military. And that's because it wasn't going to be used for globalist operations. And most individuals that join the Brazilian military join it because they love Brazil and they actually want to go into the crime-ridden areas and deal with the cartels. Many of them have suffered at the hands of the cartels and the favelas, what have you. And so they join the military because they actually want to see crime stopped in Brazil. They actually want to go after criminals. They're real Brazilian patriots. And they don't go overseas and fight a bunch of globalist wars. So that's why the situation in Brazil is different right now. And also, you don't have near the corruption of the bureaucracy, which is not nearly as big. And so what do you have is you have the corrupt Supreme Court in Brazil, but you don't have the corrupt bureaucracy like you do in the West that set up Americans and patriots on January 6th as their Reichstag moment so that our million-man march would be scuttled and subdued and then our free speech chilled on the issue of rigged or stolen elections. But that's not happening in Brazil. They didn't have the military globalist control. They didn't have their military under globalist control. And they didn't have the gigantic federal bureaucracies aimed against the people. So the response has been now from their own deep state, which is mostly the Supreme Court. They're trying to get control of the presidency again with Lula. Lula minister signs order allowing child services to take children away from free election protesters. So there you go. So, oh, you're protesting in Brazil. Oh, you're out in the street waving a Brazilian flag. You lose your kids. Brazilians protesting election results have their bank accounts frozen. So that's what's going on. I don't know what's going to happen next, folks, but there is going to be some form of a standoff here. And I don't think the millions of Brazilians are just going to go home. They might threaten to take their children. I don't think they'll actually be able to pull that off. If they do, the military will step in at that point. I think they know it. That's the standoff they have. As far as the bank accounts being frozen, they'll be able to work around that. They'll find ways to work around that, and they will deal with that. But we'll see. I the real standoff here is, are you really going to start taking kids? Because I don't think the Brazilian military is going to stand for that. And I think that if anything good happens, it's going to be the corrupt judge on the Supreme Court may be getting a bit of a comeuppance here politically, legally, lawfully with the military involved. I don't know if Bolsonaro is planning on sticking around through all of this. But there are still the millions in the streets, and that situation is developing. Now, here's where it all ties in, and this is why they have to have Lula as the president of Brazil, because Bolsonaro would never sign Brazil onto the global government. And this just came out from the G20 in Egypt. Rich countries agree to pay for climate damages in poor nations. So, oh, a poor nation has a flood, a poor nation has a earthquake, whatever. Now you have to pay for it. That's what they say, rich nations. Rich nations. Oh, our nations are rich because they stole the wealth from the people because they're dirty commies. But now that's the agreement is, oh, there was a mudslide. Oh, there was a flood. Oh, there was an earthquake. Oh, there was a hurricane. Oh, there was this. And now you have to pay for it. That's now your duty to pay for that because you're a bad guy causing climate change, which they used to call global warming, but they don't anymore. Why? Well, here's why. South Pole hits record cold temperatures for November. South Pole, record cold temperatures for November. Yes, that's why they said it's not global warming anymore, don't you know? Because it never was. It never was. And then Macron tells you we need the world government. Poland, Finland, and Latvia to construct huge barbed wire fences on borders with Russia and Belarus. The irony here is great because Poland and Finland and Latvia, at least at this stage, Russia is of no threat to them at all. But of course, the irony is they'll let in mass migrants from other countries just pour across their border, and that's fine. But Russia, who's not even coming across the border, they're going to build the wall to stop the Russians who aren't even coming. So, I mean, yeah, that'd be like if the U.S., that'd be like if Biden came out and said, we're going to build a wall on the Bering Strait, or we're going to build a wall on Alaska to keep the Russians out. You'd say, what Russians? And you say, you know, the Russians are coming. So we built a wall on the Bering Strait, and we built a wall on Alaska to keep the Russians out. Meanwhile, down at the southern border, you have over 5 million illegal immigrant crossings since January 2021. But we're building a wall on the Bering Strait to stop the Russians who aren't even coming here and don't want to because they look at the West as a crap hole now, as does much the rest of the planet. And I don't buy that. I don't believe that. I think we have a great country here. I think we got bad leadership and a lot of cleaning up to do because of it. But I think America can once be returned to its glory. And really all it requires is just giving the freedom back to the people. Giving freedom, independence, prosperity back to the people. It's all it takes. You can turn it around like that, like flipping on a light bulb. That's all it will take. But that's why they're constantly trying to expand the government, find new reasons to expand the government, trying to disarm you so that they can expand the government without any backlash or threats of a backlash. It's called tyranny, folks. It's called tyranny. And if America falls to tyranny, then I don't know where the world goes. I don't know where the world goes from that. And now we're going to have to be dealing with the next 2 years of Biden, and it's just going to be a disaster. And even if they do get Biden out in the form and fashion that I talked about earlier on the show, it's not going to be good. And that's why at this point, I mean, DeSantis might be better domestically, but the only person that can get us out of this geopolitical international hole that Joe Biden has buried us in, basically a grave. I mean, we're basically in a grave, geopolitically speaking. And the only chance we have, I think, to get out of that grave is Trump. Or you could just say, we don't need the rest of the world. Let's just be independent. DeSantis will be better for that. I could agree with that, potentially. But DeSantis hasn't even announced he's going to run, so I don't want to get out ahead of ourselves. Folks, selling out fast are supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, like Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, Alpha Power, Vaso Beat Complete, DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and so much more, already at a deep discount, selling out. But we've just added a brand new special. Free gift with every order. Free gift with every order at InfoWarsStore.com. So yes, we've got up to 60% off. Yes, we've got double Patriot points with every order, but now also a free gift. And we've got a wide range of things that we got around here, like koozies, flags, sunglasses, coasters, RFID protection, and so much more. And so when you go visit InfoWarsStore.com and you make a purchase, you will be getting a nice free gift, a nice little surprise in the mail for you, courtesy of us here at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's just our little way of saying thank you. We appreciate you. We love you for shopping at InfoWarsStore.com and keeping us on air. And then you call in and you rant and rave about how great the supplements are and how they worked for you. We thank you for that. And that's why every purchase at InfoWarsStore.com right now gets a free gift.
Thanksgiving 2022 is here. And I wanted to give thanks for all the viewers and listeners that have kept InfoWars in the fight over the years. The New World Order, their globalist controllers, absolutely hate our guts because they hate your guts. They want to break your will. They want to dominate you. They want to take full control of you and your family and your friends' destiny. But because of independent media outlets that tell the truth and fight for human liberty, like InfoWars, that wear our bias of freedom and justice and America and God and family on our sleeve, we have a real fighting chance against the globalists. But that is only because of your tireless dedication and your support of InfoWars. So again, I'd like to thank you all for your support, and I give thanks for your dedicated prayer, word of mouth, and financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. And we make it easy to financially keep InfoWars and our media operations and our documentaries and our reports on air with high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, you'll notice when you go to the site that basically everything's on sale between 40 and 60% off. But many things are starting to sell out, like our great Wake Up America coffee that's award-winning, and X3, and so many other great products have now sold out at InfoWarsStore.com. X2 is sold out. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is close to selling out. DNA Force Plus is close to selling out. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is close to selling out. All 40 or so InfoWars Life products that are excellent are about to sell out. But despite that, we're keeping them on sale because we need the funds to operate, and because I want those of you that have never experienced the products particularly to go ahead and take action. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and experience what these products do for you and your family. So start with Vitamin Mineral Fusion and DNA Force Plus right now, up to 60% off with promo code 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com.